Welcome you to episode 379 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? I am coming to you live from Tampa, Florida. I'm working at a phenomenal club called Side Splitters this weekend. I always have a good time down here, so it's good to be here. Also, with the midterms coming up, Tuesday is election day. I figured as long as I'm in Florida, I might as well vote a few times. Because, you know, Florida. I mean, it's an election in Florida. Might as well vote a few times and maybe put down a vote in my mom's name or something like I joke, but all kidding aside, I hope you vote. I hope you participate in this election. I was going to say I don't care who you vote for, but that's not true. If you vote for Herschel Walker, you and me kind of got a problem. So anyway, I do hope you vote. And I hope you find safety in voting. Those in Arizona, I mean, have you seen this in Arizona? These far right-wing groups that monitor the polls and the elections show up wearing body armor and carrying weapons, long guns, and so on. Well, a judge in Phoenix has limited their ability because, you know, freedom. See, that's freedom, carrying a gun and hanging out across the street from the polls. Not intimidation at all. No, that's freedom. They like their freedom. The judge said that these idiots have to stay at least 75 feet away from the voting receptacles for voting boxes. And you can't... It's amazing that a judge has to say this. No open carry of firearms or wearing a body armor within 250 feet of a voting place. Unbelievable. These people are still holding on to the election being stolen. And Barack Obama said that in Arizona, if these people win, these Republicans, these far right, these QAnons, it's the end of democracy in Arizona. I don't know that that's true. I mean, obviously, Barack Obama knows more about, I don't know, everything than me. It's, okay, I'm going to get more into this later. But anyway, so that it took a judge's order to ban photographing people going into the election, following people to the drop-off ballot boxes, sitting outside with guns and body armor while people are trying to vote early. And make no mistake, this is all right-wing intimidation and hate. There's no left-wing people. There's no Antifa or whatever. No, this is right-wing. This is QAnon. This is the people claiming they want freedom, doing everything they can to intimidate people exercising the most basic right in America, the right to vote. So please, vote, 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 okay? As I say it, it's been said a million times. If it wasn't so important, they wouldn't work so hard to stop you from doing it, okay? The fact that they're showing up in body armor with guns to stop you or intimidate you from voting shows how scared the Republicans are of a simple, fair election. Now, moving on, Twitter, wow, is all I can say. What in the hell? I mean, it's so fat. Twitter turned into a sewer instantly when Musk took over. I mean, I don't know if anything has gone so bad, so fast, as him taking over Twitter. Am I making this up? No. Listen, if you walk into a room and everyone walks out of the room, it's probably you, okay? So they did research from, now you've heard the stories about Twitter, N-bombs dropping, K-bombs dropping, F-bombs, that's fag for those who don't know, dropping all over the place immediately. Montclair State University they monitored Twitter, okay, just to show how quick it got bad, okay? In the 12 hours, 12 hours following Musk's ascension to ownership, vulgar, hostile rhetoric aimed at people based on their race, religion, ethnicity, orientation took off, okay? In the week leading up to Musk taking over, there were no more than 84 tweets an hour, no more than 84 hostile tweets an hour. These are straight up numbers, okay? The day Musk took over to noon the next day, so from midnight to noon that day, there were 4,778 hate-filled tweets, 398 tweets an hour, okay? Went from 84 to 398 in the first 12 hours, okay, that he took over. There's an increase in negative sentiment with more than 67% of the tweets sent after Musk takeover having a negative tone. Basically, it has become hate speech central. I won't be on Twitter much longer. I talked to my social media person, who is phenomenal, by the way, and really gets this, and she agreed and said, as soon as he starts his $8 a month charge for verification, it's time to go. By the way, verification on Twitter used to be a thing where you get this blue check mark to prove you are who you are, but also to prove that you were legit, like if you were a news source or something like that. And initially, Musk wanted $20 a month to verify, and then Stephen King, the famous author, said, you must be crazy, and Musk said, oh, $8 a month, like the price was what we were talking about. No, we're talking about the loss of fact-checking. We're talking about the hate speech central and nobody stopping that and actually inviting them, and Twitter's done, people. Twitter's done. But before you leave Twitter, I implore you to check out the tweets of my friend Chris Titus. Today's Friday. It's November 4th. He did a series of tweets about these midterm elections and what people are looking at. And it's one of the best... It's one of the best things I've seen on here as far as what people are voting for and why. And oh my, I mean, he starts out talking about just 20 months ago, there were 5,000 people a day dying. There was an attack on democracy. People are talking about gas prices. He talked about the Republicans having no plan for healthcare, no plan for infrastructure, no plan on anything, okay? They're okay with the school shootings. Texas now, I talked about this, DNA test for the parents so they can identify their child once he's shot to pieces. The economic growth that we're having now, 5.7%, okay? Airports are full, true, stores are full. Gas prices, yeah, it sucks, but that's not Biden. And on and on. He just goes through it. And Chris Titus, just look up Titus Nation on Twitter and read the rant, and it's really great. But here's my response, and I love Titus. And I love things to say. The Republican Party strategy is simple. We hate who you hate. We're going to blame it on other. Who is other? Blacks. Or Mexicans, or gays, or transgender, or women, or whatever. Just, we'll blame them. You hate them. We hate them. We've manipulated you. Now we'll lower our taxes again. Why? Because we're rich and you're poor. So we'll see how it plays out. But again, I must give a shout out to Titus because this particular rant he did was just awesome. Now, getting back to the delusion of the Republican Party, and they will say anything, they will believe anything. So, as you know, Paul Pelosi, beaten by a hammer. They've got the guy who did it. The guy is a far-right guy. He's QAnon, to conspiracy theories, all of that stuff, right? I mean, this guy is obviously an angry right-winger. So what happens? Angry right-wingers are suddenly hurt and upset. Tucker Carlson says, what is hate speech? By the way, there is no such thing as hate speech. You guys are politicizing. I love when they say you're politicizing something that's obviously political. Democrats are politicizing the attack on Paul Pelosi. Yeah, because he was attacked by a QAnon MAGA right winger who was looking for Nancy Pelosi and wanted to kill her. That would be a political attack. That's kind of how it works, Tucker. Now, Tucker says there's no such thing as hate speech. And this is what works on the Republicans. He says, hate speech, there's no such thing as hate speech. Hate speech is speech people hate, usually the people in power, blah, blah, blah. You know what, Tucker? Webster's Dictionary actually defines hate speech. It's very simple. Hate speech, according to Merriam-Webster, public speech that expresses hate or encourages violence toward a person or group based on something such as race, religion, sex, or sexual orientation. In other words, the Republican platform. That would be hate speech. It's very simple. Very simple. But see, it's the denial of simple, basic facts is why we can't, like they say, there's no middle ground, there's no talking. You know, someone posted that liberals won't debate with conservatives. And it's like, well, no, you can't debate with someone who's just like making up stuff. Like, how do you debate with someone who says, oh, there's no such thing as hate speech, when there's actually a dictionary definition and everyone knows what hate speech is? Here's another example of something simple. This, see, the right wing denies simple facts and basic logic. Now, there's a judge, a federal judge in Mississippi, and he wanted to talk about the Second Amendment. You know, and you know how much the right wing loves the Second Amendment, protecting the Second Amendment. And the Supreme Court has said that, you know, Justice Clarence Thomas said, quote, a gun law could only be justified if it is, quote, consistent with this nation's historical tradition of firearm regulation. So Judge Carlton Reeves, the federal judge in Mississippi, says he's not sure how to proceed because, quote, the court is not a trained historian. The justices of the Supreme Court, as distinguished as they may be, are not trained historians. He said, and we are not experts. I love this part. We are not experts in what white, wealthy, and male property owners thought about firearm regulations in 1791. He's ruling on a case where an ex-felon, which there's a law that felons can't have a gun, says, well, if we're going back to the rules in 1791, there was no rule in 1791 that said a felon can't have a gun. So this judge is like, okay, what do we do? Because I'm not a trained historian, and the Supreme Court is not trained historian, so perhaps I need to hire trained historian. You see what I mean? It's very simple. It shows how stupid the Supreme Court decision was on this. He's being very nice about it, much nicer than me. He's basically saying, listen, stupid, that was 1791. It's 2022. The rules have changed, and it's okay for the rules to change. But he's a better man than me. But again, this is that feigned ignorance the Republican Party shows. Now, a woman on The View said, and I don't have the article in front of me, so I can't pull up the name, but she said that the Republican women voting against abortion is like roaches voting for raid. And oh, are they upset? Oh, you're calling us roaches. This is like the deplorables thing. You're calling us, oh, we're so upset. Yeah, okay, yeah. But her analogy is 100% accurate. And you seem so offended over this, but you're okay with hate speech. Hate speech is all right because those are blacks or those are Jews. Okay, yeah, I have to bring up the Jewish thing. And when I say the Jewish thing, the hatred toward Jewish, anti-Semitism, not that it's a little thing. It is unfortunate that it permeates our society. As a black man, it is embarrassing when black people publicly speak out against Jews. It is utterly ridiculous. The latest one, Kyrie Irving. Yeah, Kyrie Irving promoted some film that was anti-Semitic on his Twitter, and then when asked about it by a reporter, told the reporter to stop dehumanizing me by asking me about posting hate on my feed. Well, NBA's not big on it, so now he's been suspended for 5 games, and oddly enough, he suddenly apologized. Yeah. There was an op-ed I read that talked about social media and our society and why we need to start ghosting social media. And what it said was, the problem has become, we live in a society where no one can be wrong. There's no empathy, there's no accountability, and no apologies. So a man with a large platform, millions of followers, as one person said, when you have multi-million followers, you're a news organization, you're a news source now. That's how many people are listening to you. So Kyrie, there should be a responsibility and an accountability for talking to this many people when you make anti-Semitic remarks or endorse an anti-Semitic film. You endorse it simply by putting it on your platform. See, he denies, I didn't endorse it. Yes, you did. The moment you tweeted it out, you endorsed it. That's how it works. No accountability, no responsibility, certainly no empathy, and very little intelligence. So we'll see how it plays out with Kyrie. I don't know what's going to happen. Everyone, Kyrie's his own man. Kyrie's a fucking idiot, okay? Listen, Kyrie is an incredible basketball player, but repeatedly he has shown not only a lack of knowledge, but a lack of interest in any knowledge, just believing simple conspiracy theories and nonsense, whether he's talking about the earth being flat or COVID not being real or the COVID vaccination being some kind of worldwide plot or this anti-Semitism. Stop it. You can't defend this. You can't defend this. You know who I feel bad for? I feel bad for KD. If you're a basketball fan, you know Kevin Durant is one of the greatest basketball players in the league and has been for a number of years. And he went to the Nets and they were supposed to build this great team around him, bringing in Kyrie Irving, a super talented basketball player, and James Harden just to play basketball. And it has turned into an absolute mess. You got one player, Ben Simmons, who doesn't want to play. And when he does play, doesn't want to shoot the ball. James Harden left town. Kyrie Irving, it's all this drama and nonsense. And KD just wants to play basketball. Man, you talk about hiring into the wrong office. Woo-wee! Good luck, Mr. Durant. I don't know what the hell you're going to do over there. Maybe just come to the Lakers. That seems to be where old players go to end their career. So, I don't know. That's it. That's all I've got this week. I could go on and on, but I really just want to encourage you to vote. I've already voted. I already mailed in my ballot. I live in L.A. We have the big homeless problem. I'm going to just go with when it comes to mayoral candidates and dealing with homelessness, I'm going to stay away from the billionaire developer who decided to be a Democrat a few months before the election so that he could run for mayor. Yeah, Caruso, not a chance. I do not trust billionaire developers. We kind of have a bad history with billionaire. Well, the other one wasn't really. Trump's not really a billionaire. But anyway, we have a bad history with rich developers becoming politicians and saying they're going to help you. Not so much. I wonder how long before Caruso's son is deputy mayor. So that's it. That's all I got. I appreciate you guys. Try to keep laughing. Look for some humor. Again, check out Titus and go to Twitter and just watch the downfall of that society just for a minute. Then get off and don't give him $8 a month. Just quit. I'll verify my exit as I leave Twitter. You can catch me regularly on Rebel HQ, TYT. Okay, just look up TYT.com, Rebel HQ. Google any of them and look at the news videos I do every week. I'm having a lot of fun doing those. I'm going to be doing more and more stuff over there. All right. Thank you guys. Who's paying attention? You are. I appreciate it.